You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us whenever you like. Just call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. I'm so jealous.
Isn't that exciting?
Oh, Mark's going to Europe.
That is very exciting.
Oh, he'll come back. You know, he'll come back all worldly and stuff and sophisticated.
Oh, he'll be too sophisticated for us then.
Yeah. He'll have like a you know, like a posh accent.
Yes, he'll be wearing funny clothes.
Ascots.
Oh, yeah.
You just wait.
Listen, I have some eBay seller events to announce, okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So if you want to go along with me and see what they're like, you can check out our new seller events calendar under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. Just go to ebayradio.com and click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then find the seller events calendar under Seller Resources. You can click on the event's name on the calendar to get a pop-up window with all the 411, including a link to the event page. So what we have tonight in New York City, they're busy on Tuesday nights, I guess.
They are.
Metro area eBay sellers meetup.
Yeah.
The organizer is Anastasia.
Anastasia.
It's tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. and the location is VNT Pizzeria, 1024 Amsterdam Avenue, New York City. She says, let's have dinner and talk eBay. We'll also have some giveaways and information from the eBay Radio Party and Conference, which was held in Vegas. Admission is free, but please plan on purchasing your dinner.
Cool.
Then we also have tomorrow night, Colorado Springs eBay and e-commerce online sellers group.
Yeah.
eBay Radio Party and Conference News and Summer Doldrums. That's the subject. The organizer is Luis Sanchez.
The Summer Doldrums.
Yeah. Location is Village Inn, South Circle, Colorado Springs, Colorado. And it says, here's what's on the agenda. A few of us were at the eBay Radio Party, 2.5 days of speakers worth of notes, and we have some info to share. We're also in the middle of the Summer Doldrums. What are you doing to help sales, motivate yourself, and generate income? Details about our two-day group yard sale, and let's do what we did last time. Bring an item to instruct the group, what it is, how did you identify it, what it's used for. If it's really strange, you can make us guess what it's used for. So that's tonight, Colorado Springs, Colorado. So that's what we have for this week.
Cool.
Way cool. So if you want to submit your event to us, you go to that same place, the eBay Radio Archive page, and over to the right, you'll see a clickable link that says submit an event. Do that and we will read them every week. So Griff.
Yes.
So you turned your store off on vacation because you were on vacation.
And I just, well, not vacation. I was just too busy to, I was working here at the office.
But yeah. Okay.
I just turned it on this morning after kind of 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So obviously I haven't made any sales.
So yeah, you haven't made any sales. So what were the dings that we heard? The bells going off a minute ago.
Bells? You heard bells?
Do I bell?
Oh, those tones. Somebody was messaging me, and I forgot to quiet my phone. It was Howie.
Okay.
He wants to know, is it possible to stop somewhere on your way home tonight and grab a protein to cook and maybe some mixed veggies?
Oh, so what kind of protein will you grab?
Oh, I don't know. I'll see what's in the store. I'll go to the protein aisle.
Do you do fish?
Honey, I'll do anything.
He cooks fish?
He doesn't like fish that much to cook.
No, really?
No. He's from Tennessee. They don't have fish there.
Yeah, so you'll get like pork chops.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could buy groceries on eBay, like that kind of stuff, because then I wouldn't have to go out.
Well, I have not for myself, but for my mom, I started getting the new Vons has a delivery. And it's kind of neat because you go on their website and you fill out a list of what you want, and it's got it by aisles, so you can even, like, walk through the aisles.
Yeah.
And you fill it out, and then they keep that list, so the next time you can go back and just click on things you want. But, yeah, it would be neat if it could happen on eBay, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because I hate to go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
John does most of ours. So, eBay-wise.
Yeah.
Let me see what we have here. There's plenty of news.
I've got so much going on.
Share your great garden ideas for a chance to win $500 during the 1 million eBay collection celebration. Simply create a collection using this week's hashtag, which is Garden Ideas, in the title and description. And your collection must contain at least 8 items. So that sounds like fun. So you could win $500. To create a collection, you go to the item page and click on Add to Collection, just underneath the blue Buy It Now and Add to Cart buttons or the opening bid box. Then select whether you want to add that item to an existing collection or start a new one. So it's really easy to do that collection. And, Griff, you've got tons of them because I subscribe to them.
I do, yes.
Yeah, so I see yours all the time. So they're really cool.
Yeah, I have to. You know what the hard thing about collections is? Remembering to go in and refresh them.
Because they sell. They sell. They say sold if they sell.
Exactly.
If they're sold, yeah. So, oh, and here's another thing. For a mere $1,000 opening bid, you, Griff, could be the proud owner of eBay item number 1912. I want you to go to this.
I'm sorry. I thought you were just reading to me.
No, I want you to go to this item number.
Okay, say it again.
1912.
Wait a minute. Something happened.
Uh-oh.
Just keep repeating it. I'll get it the second time around.
Okay, 1912. 3856-4926. Again, that's 1912-3856-4926. And I'll tell you what it is. It's an authentic Burger King Proud Whopper.
Well, yeah, it's all the
wrapper in perfect condition. And I didn't know about this until I read this morning. This particular item was only sold at one location in San Francisco during the Gay Pride Parade.
Yeah.
On the outside, it read. Did you know about this, Greg?
I did. I stayed home that day. I had to clean the house.
On the outside, it reads, "Introducing the Proud Whopper," and on the reverse side, it says, "Against a background of rainbow stripes, we are all the same inside."
Oh, wait
I think
a minute.
That's cool.
Yeah, but a $1,000 opening bid.
Yeah.
Mm.
The auction closes July 13th.
Yeah, I don't see much activity.
Well, it's a historical thing.
I suppose.
It's historical.
Historical?
It's hysterically historical.
Well, hysterically, yes. Mm-hmm. I will agree with that. Yeah, I don't know. I suppose. No. Look at the question and answer. Is the money being donated to a charity? If so, which one? Thank you for your time. Thanks for the question. I will write out a check and donate half the amount paid to a charity of the buyer's choice, assuming that it is to an equal rights organization. That's picky.
It's not picky when you consider that the
you're not supposed to say that unless you're...
I know that. Yeah. I know that. But I meant... You know, being that it was about gay pride.
Where's all the grease stains on the wrapper? Was this ever even used, I wonder?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's a worker there. Let's see. It's from item is located in Nebraska. How did it get there?
They have gay people there, too. They probably went to the parade.
I see. Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Okay. You must thought, I'm so excited about this listing. Thank you so much, Lee.
You're very welcome. I thought you'd be excited, but I guess not.
And that's a wrap-up.
So, sail into the sunset on eBay.
Story of my life.
Item number, but I'm not even going to give out the item number. I'm just going to tell you that it's on the UK site, and it's the Good Ship Pickle.
Good Ship Pickle.
Which is a replica of Her Majesty's schooner Pickle. Famed for her role at the Battle of Trafalgar and subsequent race home with the news of Admiral Lord Nelson's tragic death and Great Britain's epic victory over Napoleon's combined fleet. Pickle needs a little work to make her completely seaworthy again, but she's quite a bargain at £69,500. That's about $110,000.
So I can't find it worldwide.
Really?
No.
Okay, I'll give you the number.
Has it sold or something?
3312.
3312.
5439.
5439.
8155.
8155. 5-5.
You know, it's viewable on eBay UK only.
Oh, this page may have been... Oh, yes.
So you got to go to ebay.co.uk.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I never heard of that.
What is the item number again?
It is 3312-54-39-8155.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. That is a bargain. You know why?
Why?
Because it's a big schooner with a topsail.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man, that's a beautiful ship.
$110,000.
Oh, that's fantastic. Look at the sail.
It says she needs a little work to make her completely seaworthy again.
Oh, yeah.
But she's quite a bargain.
Oh, it has to have some work, yeah. Well, still, yeah. I wonder what it has to have. It was built in St. Petersburg as a replica of the 18th century. Oh, this is so cool. Oh, I could see owning that and going from port to port.
You could go to Martha's Vineyard.
Hello, sailors. We're here. Have a little deck with a disco ball. The sound of Philadelphia
so
pumping in the background.
So many interesting things for sale on eBay all the time.
I have to admit. Now, that I'll give you. The Whopper wrapper, not so bit
I
much.
I thought you'd be excited about that one.
Stupid Whopper. This, I love.
See, you could sail around your little Italian village that you buy.
I'm not buying that village.
I want that village.
Yeah, no, you don't. Trust me. Well, this open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up today's final segment, we're talking eBay on eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 266.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2014 three-day eBay Radio Party and Conference event. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
Yeah, this is Tom from Detroit, Michigan. My eBay ID is Valiset. My suggestion is the same one that I gave 2 years ago, and that is for those of you making the transition from the hobby of eBay, buying and selling, over to making it a business, you need to treat it as a business. Come up with a company name, register your company, go register your domain name, design a logo, treat it like a business. That's my suggestion.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
At And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Oh, I can't believe we're at the end of the show. This one went really quickly. Is it because we were away for so long?
No, I think we had a lot of good content and we had fun.
We had fun.
Yeah,
we had joy. We had fun. We had seasons in the sun.
We're fresh. Because we had a couple of weeks off, I think. So
fresh, exciting. Mm-hmm. She's so exciting to me. Everything's a song lyric here at eBay.
Hey, I just heard that little one of those little 1 minute tip features that we have.
Yeah, what did you think?
We have 200 and something of them, by the way, and we keep getting more each week. That particular one that we just heard was from the eBay Radio Party and Conference this year. What Frank does is he takes the tips, you know, when we have the people come up to the microphone.
Yes.
You know, he takes a lot of those tips and makes these little 60-second tips. And if you're wondering where you can go to hear our one-minute advice from the community features, which play during breaks in our live broadcast, you can find them in the eBay Radio Archives. Just click the big blue Archives on Demand button at ebayradio.com, then click on the Features tab at the eBay Radio Archives website. You can also hear them via iTunes as well. So, Griff.
Yeah.
So here we are at the end of the show, getting ready to go into, let me see, we're into July now. So what are you going to do about product sourcing at this point? Do you have some ready to go to list, or you're going to have to go out shopping or what?
Well, I can't avoid going shopping, but so I just have to. I mean, it's now in my blood. So what I've done is in order to prevent overloading my garage, which, by the way, one of the projects is I actually started to clean it out, and I'm ready. I made a huge progress in cleaning out my garage. I'm almost done. And then I'm going to avoid any big shopping until I've listed the inventory that's waiting. And it's I was shocked when I realized how many shirts I have that I haven't listed. So, you know, I have, about 200 listed, or give or take. There's at least 2,000 shirts in my garage, at least.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, you know, it's either list them or go to Shirts Anonymous.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you mentioned something a while back, and the music started playing. This was weeks ago. You mentioned, you used to sell, you know, mostly big and tall men's stuff, didn't you?
No, not really.
The larger sizes?
No, I've sold all kinds of sizes.
Because you mentioned, you said something like, I don't do that much anymore. Because I asked you if you had larger sizes.
Whenever I see a larger size of something that's a nice shirt, I definitely pick it up. But it would be challenging based on my very short radius of inventory sourcing where I live to just rely on big and tall.
I see.
Yeah.
So it's not because you don't think they'll sell. It's because...
Oh, they sell.
To have a niche in that wouldn't be smart.
Oh, they sell. Trust me.
Okay.
There's lots of big and tall people.
Yeah. That's
tall,
true.
Which country has the tallest males in the world?
I would say it would be Norway.
No. No, it's not.
Really?
Nope.
What is it?
It is...
Germany.
No, you're closer.
Hmm. I know it's not Italy, so let's just cross that one.
And this is after they take off their wooden shoes.
Oh, the Netherlands.
Yes.
Hmm.
The biggest men in the planet, apparently.
Really?
That's according to something I read.
I wonder why.
All that Gouda cheese? I don't know.
Viking stock? I don't know.
Who knows?
I've been there and I didn't notice because everybody in the world's taller than I am.
Right, and I think pot stunts your growth, so that's not it.
No.
I have no idea. There it is, though.
Speaking of pot, it's going to be all over the country soon, you know. New York now is the latest.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it'll probably never be for sale on eBay, though.
No, but...
Never say never.
But it could be someday. You never, if it's legal, who knows?
You know, 20 years from now, it'll
be. It could be.
So I was listing in the marijuana category, and I saw that there was somebody stealing the pictures of my hemp plant.
I could just hear the show with that.
But you know what? Now that I've... I don't really care, dude.
It's funny, because in Colorado, for instance, they're... they legalized it for fun. You can have fun with it. You can get loaded with it. It's not just supposed to be if you're sick. Okay? So they're acknowledging that just like alcohol, it's makes you feel good. It's for fun. But there's another state, I don't know if it's New York or what it is, who just legalized it, but they're only allowing them to have a certain amount of THC content in it so that, God forbid, you should get loaded.
Hmm.
So it should be interesting to watch what happens around the country with it. I don't think it'll ever be for sale on eBay, but who knows? Can you buy alcohol on eBay? No.
No, you can't. So there's that.
Yeah, right. So it'll probably be treated the same way,
I suppose.
But what about the equipment to make beer and whiskey? You can buy that on eBay, can't you?
Well, yeah, equipment's always, that's not, yeah, that
sure.
would be fine.
So you can buy all the equipment to grow.
Yeah, but equipment for, so smoking paraphernalia is
lights and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you could, yeah, grow lights, see, you could grow it. Well, I don't know.
I'm not so sure this conversation is going in the right direction.
No, probably
eBay
not.
Legal tunes in and says, what the heck
are they talking about? Well, you can sell grow lights on eBay.
Yeah.
Grow lights.
That's true.
I'm going to put
because
that
you
in.
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah. I know. This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We won't be live again this Thursday, June. No, that's wrong. We will be live.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, there's something cut and pasted in there.
Uh-oh.
It's all right. So we'll be live on this coming Thursday. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.